This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hey, oh my god, how are you?
Ah, sure, look, it's not like I've hung out with you the last 4 hours.
Okay, but we don't really talk when the mics are off. So, like, what do you want to talk about now?
But to be fair, me and Emma do. You're just not welcome to the conversation yet.
Yeah, I'm really sensing that. What is it, like, about me that annoys you?
It's probably the smell.
Have you seen all those, like, memes recently? And it is, like, 100% what I do. Like, when your boyfriend's pissed off at you and I'll be like, list 5 things you dislike about me. Like, I just always have to find out what I'm like, what's one annoying thing about me? And Dwayne's like, what you were doing right now.
But like, it's so
shut
funny.
Up.
Like, because I feel like Pippa kind of does that as well, where she's like, am I annoying you? I'm like, what gave it away? Was it me telling you you're really annoying?
Or me saying, shut up.
She was doing this thing yesterday. We were in the airport and after the plane, we got off the plane onto a bus.
Oh.
Which is the worst thing that can happen.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it so much. You're off the plane and you can huddle back on to stand with a load of people. And so I got on the bus and she was just giddy. And, and I was just like, I just can't deal with confined spaces.
Yeah.
And people being, because I just get so embarrassed so easy. So
yeah.
I was like, shut up. And she was like, what you doing? You embarrassed? You embarrassed? And I was like, I'm going to die. Like, I just literally turned around like I didn't know her. And she was like, what's wrong? Oh, I just couldn't. I can't do it.
Yeah. I feel like I do that because I'm like, if you're annoyed anyway, I'll give you a new reason to be annoyed. So you can be annoyed about this and not like a more fundamental part of my personality that really has me having to question who I am and do I need to change everything about myself.
Are your partners so lucky to have us?
Oh my God, they're blessed. Love you, boo-boos. Love y'all.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spins.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? 3 minutes past 7 on the 26th of May, 2025. Good morning. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's happening? Just myself and Fiona.
Good morning. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
That was so good.
I appreciate it.
Dave is in the big boy seat today. He's in Emma's seat, which because Emma's on holidays. So it means Dave is sitting further away from me. So that means I get to do something I haven't been brave enough to do since starting on the show. I get to have banana for breakfast.
No, you don't. I don't know where that came from.
You would have never even known if I didn't bring it up just now. So I realised I shouldn't have done that.
I think I totally would have. I think I would have smelt it.
What is it? Is it the smell? Is it the texture?
It's everything. It's the colour.
The colour?
Everything about a banana is absolutely disgusting.
The colour is so inoffensive.
I refuse to be around them. But
if I ever see you in yellow now, I will bait the head off you.
No, but it's like it's the way they're almost brown and like almost yellow and they don't
if they're
ripe.
Too ripe.
Yeah, I just...
Interestingly, if they're brown, they're too ripe.
Yeah, guarantee it. You say that I won't notice it because obviously I've screens in front of me, I can't see you. I guarantee the second that box opens, I will smell the banana.
They don't smell like anything.
That is an upright lie. Why are we starting the show on lies?
The box is open.
Oh crap.
So yes, Emma is away in Italia, living her life. That's what she likes to do. She likes to actually get out and do stuff in the real world.
Why do I feel attacked right now?
It's this
10
is
past 7 in the morning.
This is you and me united on this, I would say, Dave. We would spend a bit more time in the magical world of online.
I love online.
Guys, no one's talking about online
just
these
honestly,
days.
Honestly, go to online.
There is so much happening online. I would encourage you to go there.
On the line.
But I think you and me have a lot of stims that kind of are in our everyday vernacular. A lot of phrases that are very niche
now,
and specific.
I have ADHD, so I know what a stim is. But explain what a stim is for normal people.
What is it even? A stimulant? Something that makes you feel good. Something that
you just can't help but
you
do
need
or
to
say
it. Yeah. I'm like, so yeah, I guess just like a weird phrase, not even weird, a comforting phrase for you that could be from a Vine that you loved in 2012. Yeah. That could be from your favourite childhood movie that literally no one else probably knows what you're talking about, but you might see one person in the room. If one person in the room believes in you, like you, but yeah, I just did one there.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But it, like one person in the room might be like, oh, I know what you're talking about, that movie. And you're like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah.
So I feel like since I've started, you and me have had a few of those, and I feel kind of bad because Emma's always like, okay, I...
What is this? But it could be from something like, it could be from Harry Potter. You know what I mean? And Emma's like, oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be from, like, yeah.
But Emma hasn't seen anything.
The Irish National Anthem. Honestly, and she's like, who?
When Emma gets broadband, it's going to be a different world.
Internet Explorer in Emma's house. But I thought, let's put each other to the test.
Okay.
And see how well do we know each other's stims.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So I have one. I'm starting off pretty easy. I actually think even Emma would get this.
Okay.
So the first one is, did I do that?
Did I do that? It's your man, is it Urkel, I want to say, or something like that? It's like something like that, did I do that? It's from that thing.
Yeah,
that show.
Yeah. Steve Urkel, Family Matters. But I've never actually seen that. All I know it from is when Jess does it in New Girl.
In New Girl.
So it's a stim within
did
a stim.
Did I do that?
Yeah, did I do that?
I'm giving myself a yes for that.
Yes. I know you did. You got it. So, and I think Emma would know that because she said she was rewatching New Girl recently.
I'm sorry that I'm not starting you off on something really easy as well.
Okay.
But for some reason, like, because my vocal stims kind of come in whenever I'm doing a certain task.
Of course.
Right. So whenever someone says, will you like set the table there or something, I'll always just say, I'll shuffle the plates.
Oh my God. You did say this recently and you said what it was from. Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay, it's from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's the granddad. Once, like, he comes back from the factory, he's all buzzing. He doesn't want to get back into bed. And so they're like, okay, let's go for dinner. Let's have dinner now. And he's like, I'll shuffle the plate. I don't know why it's a vocal stim. I don't know why it does be in my head, but it's in my head ever since I was 12 years old when I saw it.
Maybe because it's the least useful activity anyone could ever do.
Absolutely.
I'll shuffle the plates. And you're like, that is me. That's what I bring to the function.
All right, I'm giving you an
fail. Fail. Right, no, right. I'm mortified with myself.
1-0 me.
Okay, if I said the start of this, you would know it. So it's insert name here. Mm-hmm. Sell me a lemon.
Sell me a lemon. Is it from The Simpsons?
No.
No, okay.
It's from Matilda. When Wormwood sold Miss Trunchbull the bad car, and she comes into the school raging and she goes, Wormwood, sell me a lemon. And I say it to my dog every day when I arrive home. Danish, sell me a lemon.
No, I would never have gotten
fair,
that.
Fair.
Never have gotten that. All right.
Okay, give us one.
How about this one? Tanato. Do you want it again?
Yeah.
Tanato.
I know you've said that as well. What did I say about doing blah, blah, blah?
Yeah,
Tanato.
Tanato.
But I don't know what it's from.
It's from Cars.
Oh, no.
And it's Mater. And it's like, what did I tell you about talking to the defendant? Tanato. Okay, so.
Okay, fail.
You didn't get that. I didn't get that one. Yeah.
I know you won't get this one.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Jackie.
Oh, I know that!
Do you?
Go on. It's from Celebrity Big Brother from years ago.
No.
It was when...
How did I not get this?
Jackie Stallone.
Yeah, Jackie
Sylvester
Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone's mom. It arrives in the Celebrity Big Brother house and one of the other celebs goes, oh my God, Jackie. And she goes, yeah. Jackie.
This was like Big Brother 2004, 2005.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. She's so out of it. And I'm like, she's mother to
Amazing.
Me.
Okay, didn't get that one at all. And I've so many that go around my head. Like, obviously I say every day, and that's what you missed, Dungley.
Oh,
but like,
course.
That's like too obvious.
Yeah.
But I have this one. Tuesday.
I don't know. This is so bad.
It really is. It's from the movie Norbit, and I always say it on a Tuesday.
No, that's not fair.
So in the movie Norbit, he's looking forward to Tuesday because he's going on a date, so we just keep saying Tuesday. And his wife is like, you say Tuesday again? You ain't going to see Wednesday.
Have we all got our weird out of our system?
Yeah,
that's the weirdest this is going to get now.
I promise you. Can we make this a weekend?
What a weekend. I went to Manchester.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
surely.
I don't know why I only... Well, actually, I do know why I only went for one night. I was meant to go for two nights, but then I tried to book off today. But the boss said, no, you can't. Emma's gone.
Sorry, can you imagine me just doing this show by myself?
I think you'd be amazing. You'd be amazing.
It would be deeply problematic.
It wouldn't be technically amazing, but it would be amazing
for you. Yeah. Because you'd still be on holidays.
I would enjoy that. Yeah, I would enjoy that. But no,
God, you've had to cut a lot of holidays short for this show.
I swear. Honestly, I put the show forward first every single time.
You're a company man.
I truly am. But yeah, listen, it was part of my 30th birthday present that we were going to go to the Manchester United.
Did you go 30 just there?
What?
Did you go 30 recently?
I went 30 in April. Did I not mention it?
No.
Ah, silly Billy,
no.
I should have mentioned it. I'm so sorry.
Dave.
So it was part of my 30th birthday present from my girlfriend Pippa, right? And it was this match. It was the last match of the season, which was United versus Aston Villa. I'm a massive United fan, mm-hmm. so we went to Manchester. I haven't been to Manchester since my 10th birthday.
Aww.
It was 20 years since I was there.
Okay.
And it was a big moment. It was really, really cool to go. But I was a little bit, apprehensive about going.
Mm-hmm.
To Manchester in the first place. One, because we had to wake up really, really early and get a flight. We had to wake up like 4:30. And the other thing was, it couldn't possibly have been a worse match to go to given United season.
Yeah.
It was kind of really, really... It was the last match of the season. It was a nice poetic way of waving goodbye to this season.
Which is what you want in
exactly.
sport. But that was my favourite thing about all the Instagram content over the weekend. Like, just Pippa looking so happy to be in Manchester, like having her pizza, living her life, being like, woo! And you were smiling, but the eyes told a different story. I was like, that man is in pain.
Until we went to the match, and after the match, we'd actually won the bloody thing.
Oh, okay.
2-0. It was huge. Woo. And I was just buzzing. I was never so happy to be in Manchester.
Okay.
Fantastic. Callum?
We just literally, as soon as you started talking about the match, we got a text in from Sharon saying, Dave, I'm delighted that you got to see 2 goals.
Do you know the amount of people who text Pippa and was like, how's David? I presume they're losing.
Oh, my God.
Pippa was like, no, we actually won.
Okay, so they can really perform when there's no pressure on them, which is great.
When it's not an important match, we are brilliant.
Okay,
really,
so
really.
If they like played us as a station, played our station team, they would slay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But if it was in any way important, no.
No. Okay.
So it was fantastic. Manchester, unbelievable city. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel a little bit like I was kind of staying in like areas that maybe were a little bit... I felt like I found the Dorset Street of Manchester.
Love.
I found the Tala of Manchester, and I found the Phibsborough of Manchester. And I didn't really know where the Grafton Street was. I didn't really know where the city centre was.
Yeah. But thank God you found the Tala.
Yeah,
that's
very true.
The most important.
We walked around for ages in the area that we were staying, right? And there was just so many like LGBTQ plus like flags and things like that. And we were like, wow, Manchester must be, you know, the way they say like Berlin is like the gay capital of like Germany and things like that. And I was like, oh, maybe Manchester is that for the UK.
Yeah, Manchester's gone woke now,
yeah,
has it?
It's gone woke. And then it turns out when we were leaving, I was like trying to get the Uber, and I was like, I understand that we're staying in a place called Gay Village.
Oh,
so that would be the reason.
But quite a subtle representation.
Every coffee
there.
Place we went into, every bar we went into was a gay coffee place.
Canal
or a gay
Street.
Bar.
Yeah,
it was a gay place, and I was like, "This is mad!" Like everywhere is, but it was just because we were a gay village.
You're like, "Where's straight village?" Yeah.
This is woke on 90. So we went and did a few things. We did like the mini golf and stuff like that, which was nice. We had a bed like 10 in the morning because we didn't
have to do. Of course.
It's just like
great time
killing
for
time,
a bit of mini golf.
Killing time till we could go to the hotel and just sleep because we were up from like 4:30 to get a flight. So it was really, really rough. But walking around Manchester when you're a little bit like absolutely wrecked was really, really fun.
I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
It was really, really good. I had the best pizza and dough balls of my life.
I thought the pizza looked good.
It was class. And then it was like Bambino's, but it was unreal.
Okay.
And then saw the match. It was unreal.
I'm glad it was good.
We won.
I was a bit worried about you going over.
I think everyone was. Everyone was really worried for my mental health, I think.
Yeah.
Football's meant to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And it's just like, is Dave okay? Yeah. Is he going to be all right?
Dave has never had an experience. This must really hurt him.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
That's welcome on into a game where, with absolutely no hints or clues, we try and guess your name. We got 3 chances each at getting it correct. If you get it correct, or if we get it correct, should I say, you will win a massive 34 IMC Cinema Pass.
Mm-hmm. Your fate is in our hands.
It's absolutely.
In terms of cinema passes.
Your entertainment, your enjoyment.
Yes, yes, that's how life is measured.
So,
If we guess your name, you will win that amount of IMC Cinema passes. You needed to send a voice note saying my name is. Me and Fiona are not going to hear them. Producer Callum is the only person who has heard them. But obviously it's just for, you know, for fairness. You can hear what their name is, we will not. So Fiona, we're going to take our earphones off, our headphones off, and play this voice note.
Hi, my name is Adam.
And player one, let's get it done!
We're good to do. All right, player one, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, giving us absolutely nothing, player one. Do you know what? I rate it. Here we go. Player one, we're going to guess your name. Is your name Pat?
That's not my name.
Crap.
Player one, is your name David?
That's not my name.
All right, player one, is your name Owen?
That's not my name.
All right, player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Adam.
Your name is Adam. A lovely name.
It is. It is a great name.
And it was right at the top of my contact list.
Oh, whatever.
Adam. Listen, Adam wasn't to be, but thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you, Adam.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. I feel like you think I said that he was on my list like to guess, but no, I just went to my contacts on my phone and Adam is number one.
Of course Adam's number one. It's like the first letter in the alphabet.
All right. I'm gonna get this one. Player two is all for me. All right. Voice note two. Headphones off.
My name is Casey.
Player two, let's speak to you.
All right. Player two, hello.
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 Oh, wow. Hello, player two. Okay. Is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Claire?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two, is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
You're killing me.
All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
Casey.
Casey. Lovely name.
Gorgeous.
Never
gorgeous. Wouldn't have got us.
Never
but we love you.
Casey.
Is that too soon to
so
say?
So sorry we couldn't guess your name. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. We got one more chance.
Yeah. I know. All you need is one.
All you need is one.
That's the song, isn't it?
All right. Voice note three.
My name is Megan.
Player three, talk to me.
All right, player three, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. All right, we're going to guess your name with absolutely no hints or clues. Here we go. Player three, is your name Sarah?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player three, is your name Sive?
That's not my name.
All right, here we go. For 34 IMC Cinema passes, player three, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
All right, player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Megan.
Your name is Megan. My best mate's name. My best. I'm raging I didn't get that.
Oh, God.
Megan, thank you so much for playing. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Bye, Megan. God damn it. I'm absolutely raging. They need to give us a little clue. Can we ask for a little clue? Like, my name was every girl's middle name in the 90s. It's
what
Louise.
What would you say?
Louise or Elizabeth.
It is always Elizabeth.
Yeah,
I tell.
Mine's Elizabeth.
Okay, so it wasn't to be, which means next week. It's not bank holiday next week, is it?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, next time we play.
Next time we play, yeah. It'll be worth 36.
Oh my God.
IMC Cinema passes. And can we just say, I'm really sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry to everyone. I've forgotten all your names already, but I am sorry. Megan.
There was Megan and
Casey. Adam.
Well done. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go is right. All right, 3 minutes past eight. What's happening? Happy Monday, by the way. Welcome to a brand new week. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spins Fully Charged. We're here with McDonald's. How are we?
But it's not Emma.
It's not Emma. It's just myself and you.
She's gone. It's kind of awkward, isn't it? Like, what are we going to talk
between
about?
Between me and you.
A little bit. Like, are you feeling that?
Yeah, see, me and Fiona don't get along at all.
No, like, I mean, famously, huge rift.
Yeah, huge rift. And Emma has to always be in the middle to be like, oh, no, don't stop it. And she used to hold us back. And so, yeah.
Because it's not just like awkward vibes. It's like we will physically fight each
absolutely.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really sick of you winning them.
But okay, so Emma is on her holidays in Italia. You might have heard last week on the show we were practicing her Italian accent with her and she nailed it in the end. She got there. But she's trying to, you know, really soak in all the vibes of Italy and just like be present in the moment and enjoy her holiday. So she deleted Instagram. she deleted the app of Instagram.
I love this story.
And I think she was probably off at about 10 minutes and she messaged messages into our group chat. Anything good on Instagram at the moment?
As if it's telly. As if it's 24/7 Sky News. Anything going on, no?
And anything on Instagram? It's like, well, yeah, hello. Like, what? Where do we start?
What was it? It was the VIP Style Awards were on the night
before.
So
I was like, everyone's Luke's. Like.
Yeah, everyone's looking at that. And I think it was maybe you had 2 more hours and she was posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was like,
hey, she did well. She did pretty well.
A couple of hours. And she was like, I don't know, deleted it for the holiday. And like 2 hours
just really
later,
had to switch off.
Yeah, and 2 hours later, it's her and her fella having a drink at a bar.
She probably had no coverage in the time that she deleted it. She didn't even need to delete it. I remember when my brother moved to Australia and he was like, he's really going to live this like off-grid life. And the thing he kept saying was he was going to throw his phone off the side of a cliff and wear dungarees with nothing underneath. And
that was freeing.
What represented
freedom.
Off-grid for him. I was like, okay. So she needs to get a pair of dungarees and wear nothing underneath.
Listen, she's detoxing. She's doing a great job.
Oh, absolutely. She's touching grass.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We want to know, what are your everyday lies that don't even feel like lies at the moment? You're just... anymore. Like, you may say them all the time to your partner, or your kids, or your parents, or whatever it is. Voice note 0877111038. We can keep you anonymous. Get in on this. The lies that you use every day, you don't even think of anymore.
Yeah.
So basically, the reason for this is a new survey was revealed that the most common white lie told by Irish people is saying, I'm on the way.
Oh, it's a classic.
I've changed my keyboard on my phone, so I just type OMW.
Oh, yeah.
And it changes to on my way. I send that, I'd say, 3 times a day, and I'm in bed.
But doesn't the... If you type in OMW, I think that's an automatic thing.
It goes to,
because sometimes I want to leave it as OMW because I think that's kind of a cool little abbreviation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But every time I type it in, it goes, on my way! Exclamation mark. Yeah. And I'm like, I look like a nerd.
So that's the new survey that's come out. Obviously, people haven't even left the house when they're saying I'm on the way. Hmm. That 68% of people admit to doing it, and it's especially common among 20 to 30-year-olds and more often done by men than women, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you have no getting ready to do, so what? What's that about?
Yeah, I think we're just lazy or something. I don't know what it is. But other fibs include blaming bad signal to avoid calls or texts. If someone's blaming bad signal, like, we're not in the 90s anymore. Like, everywhere has
signal. I'm going through a tunnel on my car phone.
You're like, it's everywhere has signal.
Does it? For some networks, there's like bad signal. I know, sorry, not to shout you out, Vodafone, but down in West Cork, where we go on our holidays, there's no Vodafone signal.
Vodafone does seem to be a bit patchy, but like, I suppose it's patchy in some areas, and then Three is like patching other areas, and Air is patching other areas. Do you know what I mean? It is weird. So yeah, apparently bad signal. I think if I ever got like, oh, sorry, I'm in a bad signal, I'd be like, okay, you hate me.
You want me dead.
Yeah. So women are more likely than men to use that excuse. A quarter of people are surveyed have lied about their leave insert results. Men are more likely to exaggerate by over 100 points.
Who cares about that?
I don't know. But to be fair, my points are really, really low. Really, really low. If anyone's going to be lying, it should be me. But I've never lied about it because it doesn't matter.
No, who cares? You are where you are now. I repeated my leaving cert and there was like so many lads who'd gotten so low, they just didn't even bother calculating. So they were like, I genuinely don't know what I got, but I need to be here. Like, I need to do it again.
That's so fair. 39% of people have posted online to make their lives look more exciting. This, which I suppose is a lie in itself. Mostly young people and women. Only 21% of people that were surveyed trust brands that say they're the best. You know when you walk into like a coffee shop and it's like the best coffee in Dublin, I kind of want to go, wow. Well,
Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, Buddy the Elf. Unbelievable. And nearly half of women and a quarter of men believe men are more likely to lie. So there you go. So this morning on the show, we want to know, what are your everyday lies that don't even feel like lies at this point? You may say them all the time to your partner or your kids and you're just kind of numb to it now.
Yeah.
I have a couple of them. Like, I'd say things, I don't know why, like I say social contracts, like I just go, how'd you sleep? I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, don't like, answer.
Yeah,
like, don't tell me.
Yeah, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, so it's kind of a lie in itself to ask that.
Yeah.
I have to, whenever someone asks me to do something, I always say I have to go see my granny.
That's a very good one.
And I actually, I had a christening a week ago or 2 weeks ago or something, and I actually had to say, oh, I have to go see my granny. And I was thinking, that's usually... my lie. But actually, it's true. I had to go see my grandma. So I couldn't. But I was like, that's usually my lie. God, it really is a great lie. So if you ever ask me to do something and I say I have to go see my granny,
like that granny.
Yeah.
But does your granny do that thing? My granny used to do this. She'd be like, just blame it on me. Like, she'd be like, no matter what's going on, she'd be like, just tell it's my fault. Say I said you can't go. Yeah. I'd be like, I love you, granny. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay home and watch EastEnders with you.
I'm like that when my granny's in the car with me. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I need to overtake. I'll just overtake. Oh, no, I can't. It's a full white line. I just do it. Blame it on me.
Say it's my fault. Say it's an old lady in the car.
When the barber shows you the back of your head.
No.
And you just have to go, yeah, it's great.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I love those lumps that I can now see in the back of my head.
Oh, no, my barber's fantastic, but I don't really, doesn't really bother me.
But you know, when you get that sick fade, you're more aware of the shape of your head.
That's true. And lastly, something I will continue to always lie about is my height. I refuse to tell you the truth.
5'9¾", is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
Why not?
Love it.
So what are those lies, those white lies? You can keep me anonymous as well, by the way. Voice notes on 087 711 1038. What are those everyday lies that don't even feel like lies anymore? Maybe you had a really bad weekend. Someone goes, how's your weekend? You go, Grant. Wasn't.
Do you know when you ever ask someone, when you ask someone who's not from Ireland, how are you? And they actually tell you the honest answer.
Terrifying.
And you're like, whoa.
Oh, terrifying.
I once
at a party and I was talking to a Spanish girl and I was just like, so how are you enjoying Ireland or whatever? And she was just like, yeah, it's nice. She was like, but it's really weird. You don't talk about your feelings. I was like, what's weird about that? Don't ever
ask. That's how this country is run.
Don't ever ask me my feelings.
Certainly not.
So we were asking you based on this survey, basically they're saying that the most common Irish lie is that I'm on the way, when obviously people haven't even left the house yet. So voice note on 087 711 1038. Anonymous, we can keep you. We can keep you anonymous. And that is what this person would like to be, anonymous.
Oh, I'm a constant height liar. And I don't even know why I do it at this point. I'm 5'7", but on my dating profiles, I have it set to 5'10". I know it's not much, but it's just my go-to now. I've been on a few dates and had to face the music. It's not as awkward as you imagine, though.
Yeah, because people are too awkward to say anything.
I can't believe Morgan Freeman texted in. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're 5'10", let's say a girl is going to meet you and she's 5'4", she's expecting to look up at you. Do you know what I mean? And then you rock up and you're 5'7", she's just going to be nearly eye length.
But, like, people who lie about their height, are they not, like, is it not more scary when you meet face to face and you can see the disappointment in her eyes?
See, I don't lie by that much. I say I'm 5'8", I'm not, I'm 5'7".
Okay.
But it's like, who are you? You're not going to measure, are you?
Yeah. I guess not. Yeah, that's fine. But like when lads are like, I'm 6 foot, and it's like, is this 6 foot in the room with us right now? Like, why? I think I would rather just say it up front, because the disappointment, it would be so awkward. There was a guy on Love is Blind this year. And
I'm going to disappoint them in many other ways.
Yeah, so true. But at least they can learn about that in time. And this guy, he was like, I'm a short king. Like, and he was like, and I'd say the anxiety of like falling in love with this girl, like building the relationship, you know, the TV show Love is Blind, where fall in love between a screen. And then in the big reveal, he's like 5'4".
Oh.
But he's the only person, spoiler, who ended up with his girl, who like said yes at the altar, and they're still together.
Well, fair play to her.
Yeah. No, they're about the same height, to be fair. And I suppose, it's like, look, it's not the worst thing. But I just think it's very awkward when,
Do you have any white lies that you use?
This is a pretty good one, and people say it to me and I say it to other people. When you're swimming in the sea and someone's trying to get in and you're like, it's lovely once you get in. Oh, it feels great in here. And you're like slowly dying. Yeah. I hate when people say it to me. I say it to other people as well.
All right, Roisin.
My everyday lie is that I'm on a provisional license. And I work in the motor industry.
You're on a provisional license. So you are in real life on a provisional.
I am. No, I don't have my full license, but everyone at work thinks I do.
Oh my God. I hope you're ringing with a fake name.
I started a new job in the motor industry.
I love how you're like, I'm in the motor industry. Keep it super vague.
I love it.
I sell cars.
And come here, Roisin, do you have your test booked or anything?
I do, but I keep failing.
Oh my God,
I failed
girl,
like seven
same.
Times.
Seven. I failed.
Yeah.
Four. I got it on the fifth.
You should not be driving.
You failed seven times. What
I'm
you
a
keep...
good driver.
Are
okay.
You?
What you keep failing on? Is it always the same thing, or is it like something new every time?
I do things too fast and I'm a bit cocky.
Oh!
Just being honest.
I could have told you that.
So you're a 16-year-old boy taking the test.
Oh
pretty
my
much,
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Roisin, never change.
Boy racer.
Never change on those roads.
See you later, Roisin. Bye. terrible thing to say. Don't you never change. Roisin, you should change.
And that reg to look out for is 131D5867. Please avoid that at all costs.
Incredibly close to my actual reg.
Is it? Yeah, it was, oh my God, cute.
All right, another anonymous on 0877111038.
I've had to go for a few hospital checkups in the last couple of months, and work don't really question it. So I've been throwing in the odd checkup here and there that don't exist just to get the afternoon off.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah, fair.
No, why that's not? So good.
That's beating the system.
I remember in my old job, the job before the dentist, another job, we had to like film stuff around Dublin. Like sometimes it'd be food, sometimes it'd be like going for nice walks, like showing where the cool walk spots are. And the walk, we'd never do the full walk. We'd be, say it was like up the Sugarloaf or something. Yeah. We'd walk halfway up and then me and the cameraman would be like, we'll just send the drone up to the top. and then we would never go back to work afterwards. Even if we were finished at like 3 p.m. Oh, there was still 2 hours left of the workday. We were like, oh, still walking out around Hoth.
Yeah, no? Stuff for doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what? Tate McRae, I owe you an apology. That is good. Revolving Door. I wasn't a fan of it at the start, but it's a bit of a grower.
Were you not a fan?
Not really. I thought it was just fine, but actually, it's very good.
I'm such a Tate stan now. Yeah. After seeing her on mine and Callum's hot date, like she just
she does her best. I'll give her that.
I think she's going to be big. Yeah. Now I think she's just sold 2 nights out at the O2, age 21. But yeah, I see big
she's,
things.
She's going to be big.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that name, Tate McRae. It is. Hi. Speaking of Tate McRae, I was wedding dress shopping in County Monaghan over the weekend. It just sounds like a name that could be from there.
Tate, you know,
Tate, okay, right, McRae.
So, okay. I'm with you now. I was
she
like,
owns
speaking
a shop
of Tate McRae, I'm getting married.
Speaking of Tate McRae, I'm marrying Tate McRae. Tate McRae is officiating my wedding with her little fedora, which she didn't have off her all night. I love her. So, anyway, so the wedding. I also love the wedding and my partner. Yeah, getting married at the end of the year. So I have started, I mean, I should have started this sooner, trying to get a dress. So I went with my mom and my sister up to this vintage wedding shop in County Monaghan. Well, they do wedding dresses and they do some other bits as well. Dirty Fabulous is called. It's so cool. She has amazing stuff like wedding dresses from like every era, and
so
I loved
don't
it.
Want like a new wedding dress. You don't
I'm just not that girl. Do you know what I mean, Dave? Like I just want something different.
Are you different?
I actually think I'm like quite cool. Like you just you don't get the fabric. Like since 1999, fabric has changed, and I just want that higher quality for myself. You know? No, I do think I want an old wedding dress. I think I want like a big 80s puffball or like just
love.
Something, you know, like your ma's wedding dress that like you look at the pictures of their wedding day and you're like, how did people wear that? That's what I want to wear.
Okay.
You know, when else are you going to get the chance? Like apart from my second wedding, like for now, this is my only chance to do it. So I know originally like how are you when you try on clothes in the shop? Like, do you like an audience for that?
Oh God, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh no, that's it's awful.
You're going like you're trying to see
I'm sweaty. My audience is me in the mirror and I don't like it.
And that's bad enough.
Yeah,
like if you're trying to see it right, like what size jeans am I these days? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is like that, but you're trying on like the most important outfit of your life, air quotes, allegedly.
The thing that everyone has spoken about since you were a child.
Yeah, yeah. So I had originally thought I wanted to do this on my own. I didn't think I wanted like a say yes to the dress posse with me, but my mom she's very involved. Like I had originally, we talked about it a few weeks ago on the show, I'd ordered a dress off Etsy and she was raging at me. She was like, please let me be involved in this. So I'm like, of course I will, mother. And then my sister comes as well. So off we set up to Monaghan and I tried on loads of dresses from like the 70s, 80s, 60s, I think they were. But do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and you get the most specific, like, do I look like this if I wear this dress? I'm like, do I look like I never kissed anyone till I was 17 if I wear this dress? Like, do I look up? For most of them I was like, does this look like my first Holy Communion? Like, but I am making it as an adult. Like, I only joined the faith like a bit later in life so I could
baptized.
Marry a Catholic. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is there going to be a bouncy castle at the wedding? Which I hope there will be.
Oh,
sorry,
please.
Can I say? And it just... I don't know. And like your mom and your sister have to be there like, that's lovely. Oh, how do you feel in that one?
That's
very nice.
Stunning.
Yeah, no, painful. I think maybe we should ask this on the show one day. Like if you got your wedding dress, did you get it by yourself or did you bring an audience? I remember when we were shopping for my sister's wedding dress, she was always like, Mom, you're not crying. Like I thought you'd be crying.
That's a lot of pressure to put on the mother.
She's like, I'll cry when the dress is nice. So not the most.
Like it's like crying, like that's the one.
That's the one you should
play. Yeah. I don't. She got her dress made in the end, and I don't think there was tears even then. So my goal is make my mom cry.
Okay.
On
a budget.
Yeah, on a budget, please. Impossible. Everyone's been asking me, oh, what colour dress are you going to wear? As if I'm this weirdo who's like, oh, I'm going to wear brown. Like, I am wearing white. So if you've seen a white dress out there that could make my mother, Margaret, cry, please let me know. Send a picture.
All right, let's make Margaret cry on 087703. If you have a wedding dress even for Fiona, that'd
be please.
Fantastic.
Can I have it on tick?
Thoughts?
I just danced with my armpits up in this studio. So that to me says, banga. Banga by Calvin.
And the smell has only just gone. Listen, this week on the show, we got prizes to give away from our friends at IKEA. Let's say it together, Fiona. 3, 2, 1.
IKEA.
The wonderful everyday. Thank you. You'll save money.
I have chills.
You'll save money and collect points every time you shop, eat, or attend an event at IKEA by unlocking all the fab rewards they have to offer. See IKEA.ie for more. 200 euro IKEA voucher to give away. On to play is Sarah. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you helping?
Not too bad. What are you at for the day?
I am just doing the school run this morning.
Lovely.
Good.
All right, is it primary school, secondary school?
It is primary school.
Very nice. They must be. They have a couple more weeks then left, do they?
Yeah, they do the month of June, don't they?
Yeah, hopefully. If they could keep them in longer, it'd be great.
Oh, stop.
Every parent.
Will you be lining up all the summer camps, every single one available?
100%.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
I like it, Sarah. All right, here we go. For your chance to win a 200 euro IKEA voucher, basically you just have to choose myself or Fiona. We have hidden a load of vouchers in the studio here, right? We don't know where they are, but we're going to do our best to find them. And if we find all four of them, you will win that 200 euro IKEA voucher. So obviously there's four of them, so that means a 50 euro voucher for one of them. So
great maths.
That all adds up to 200 euro, apparently.
Oh, you didn't do that with calculator.
I did the calculator, of course.
Right.
So Sarah, four vouchers. Who do you want to search for them? Is it myself, Dave, or Fiona?
Fiona.
No one ever picks me for ever anything. Thank you, Sarah.
All right, so 30 seconds on the clock. Fiona, the best of luck. Start searching now. All right, she's up out of the chair. Here she goes. She's coming around to me. She's already found one that's on the wall that was not hidden at all. All right, keep going. She's found one underneath the mic live bit. She's found one under the headphones. You're up to 150 quid, Sarah. Here we go. Keep going, keep going. How long have we got left? We've got 11 seconds left. Come on. Where is it? It's got to be... I don't even know where it is. Come on, Fiona.
Five.
No!
Three, two, one.
Did she get it?
Oh, no. I'm too
And now, to be fair, Sarah, right, Fiona is just too little to have seen it.
I'm just so small.
On the roof. But I think she saw it. Do you know, I think you saw it.
Come
you?
On, I would never do that to my girl Sarah. It's bad how breathless I am from walking around this
Sarah, you're lucky we like you. 200 euro Yay! IKEA voucher is all yours.
Oh, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to that chaos. Thank you for listening in general and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, a million.
Bye,
thanks,
Sarah. Very much.
Good luck. All right, we'll tell you how to win the exact same time tomorrow. 200 euro IKEA voucher. IKEA.
The wonderful everyday. Imagine how many 50 cent hot dogs you could buy with that.
Ooh.
I mean, someone can do the math.
The dream. I love it so much. Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey. It's called Show Me Love. This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Speaking of honey, Bees and Honey, I want to talk about hot honey.
Oh,
and the new craze that is taking over the world.
Oh, girl, yes.
It's the new garlic dip.
It is.
And if you haven't had pizza with hot honey yet, do yourself a favour and try this out.
Yeah.
It's sticky and it's like drippy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it worth it?
Yeah, like you might not be like walking with the slice on the go. Mm. If you have the hot honey, yes, it is sticky for sure. I would still do a garlic dip as well, but I'm just crazy about
How
that.
Would you do that now?
Well, like the hot honey is drizzled over.
Oh yeah.
And then you dip into the garlic dip.
You wouldn't get a hot honey dip.
Well, I mean, where did you get that now? I thought it's drizzled over.
I got it in Manchester, you see.
Manchester?
Yeah, see, they're doing things different in Manchester, you know?
Around here, it's different.
They got to do something to
They've got to
the
keep
depression
themselves...
Away.
Yeah. yeah, I thought it's usually drizzled over.
Yeah.
So then I still dip. Did you do no dip with that? Are they're not as big with the garlic dip over
they aren't,
in UK.
No. So I just curled the pizza slice. And I dipped it into the hot honey and it dripped for days, but it is the tastiest thing in the entire world.
Bit rude, Dave.
Sorry, my bad. Okay. It's only good. 5 to 0.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
station.
Good morning, what's happening? It's 4 minutes past nine on the 26th of May 2025. Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
Good morning. I know, it's a very lonely. Emma.
In Italia.
Italia. She really don't mind. She on her holidays. There's nothing to worry about.
No radio.
No radio. I'm sure she's tuning in being like, what are they talking about without me? But come here. Do you know we were talking a few weeks ago on the show about people who play music on the bus, people who like have loud conversations and like
play tunes. I had a kid behind me on the plane doing TikToks.
Ah, no. Were they at least good ones? Were you like, here, send me that?
No, it was like a 10-year-old's version of TikTok. So it was like, whatever a 10-year-old has in their FYP is not what I have in my FYP.
That's your algorithm now.
Yeah, maybe, I hope not.
But I was on the bus into town the other day and a guy and a girl were down the back of the bus downstairs, which I think is bold. I feel like it's not normally downstairs people are playing
their songs.
Always
upstairs.
Yeah, always upstairs. But these guys didn't give a F. They were... Right. Just belled. And they did ask the girl who was sitting in the back section, like beside them. They were like, here, do you mind if we play a few of those? And obviously she was like, no, that's fine. No problem at all. And I was like, oh, here we go. But then my mind was completely changed because the couple came down and sat beside me as they were about to get off.
Yeah.
And I think I like must have looked like kind of quickly. So the guy was like, you're right, love, and like gave me a fist pump. And I was like,
yeah, gave me a fist pump.
He gave me a fist pump. Then he goes, your teeth are amazing. He was like, your teeth are so white. Oh my God. And I was like, okay, if people want to play music out loud on the bus, they just need to give me a very specific compliment and then it's fine. And then the two of them were like, what do you use? Colgate? Oral-B?
Oh my God.
I was like, I flossed.
Okay, bye. Have a great day.
So yeah, if you want to do anything obnoxious on the bus, just make sure you have a nice compliment for everyone there. And then you're grand.
Perfect.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Morning. I want to talk about Eurovision, even though it's been a week.
Build a bridge.
But I love it so much. And I think people are always quite shocked at how much I love Eurovision. But, And I'm kind of always shocked when people don't like Eurovision.
Yeah.
And it has kind of got a big resurgence in the last couple of years. Like, it's really big in, like, the gay community and things like that.
Yeah.
But I just love it. I think it's fantastic. It's a lot of fun. And it's just, ever since I was a kid, I've really enjoyed it. So it shocks me to learn that some people turn down Eurovision. Mm-hmm. I was like, if I was a singer, songwriter, or performer or anything, I'd be like, hell yeah, put me in. Mm. I would love to do that. But the story came across there the other day. Matt Willis from Busted revealed that his band were asked to represent the UK Eurovision, but they turned it down.
Oh.
I think that's bizarre. So after that, the same offer went to McFly, right? He mentioned it during an interview on BBC Radio 2, and Tom Fletcher from McFly said he'd love to do it. Thought it sounded so fun, but it just didn't happen in the end.
No way. So, I love how they're like, can we get Busted? No. Oh, all right, we ask the other Busted.
Yeah. Ask the new and improved Busted.
Yeah.
I actually did once see, I saw McBusted.
Oh, yeah.
McFly and Busted in the Tory Arena for like years ago.
And were they good?
They were unbelievable. Mm. Oh, so, so good. There was a big spaceship in the Tory Arena for some reason. They got on top of it. I don't know why.
I'm actually going to see them on tour at the end of the year. They're coming to Dublin in October and it's Busted versus McFly.
Class.
It's like a Battle of the Bands gig.
Oh, that's cool.
Where is that? In the Three?
In the Three Arena.
Oh, come here. We have to go to that. As a show, we have to.
Well, I've already tickets. I've got one extra ticket, so you can battle it.
Oh, right. Okay.
So listen, for Eurovision 2025, right, it took place a week ago in Switzerland. The UK was represented by a girl group called Remember Monday, but as obviously one of the big five countries, they automatically qualified for the final. But the lads seem to be doing... You know what I mean? Like, I think the lads are basically like, oh, we're grand or whatever. Matt and whatever from Busted were like, nah, it's fine. They've had several number one hits with Busted and basically just said, listen, not really for me. And
right.
It seems to be a theme that is happening. I feel like maybe artists are thinking, I don't want to do it because it cheapens us or something.
Yeah, I disagree.
I think it can bring you forward. Like, look at Maneskin. Who were they before? And then they're huge. Do you know what I mean? Like, ABBA is another one.
Celine Dion.
I didn't even know she was Eurovision.
Oh my God.
She's
come
the
on.
Biggest artist in the world. So yeah, it got me thinking that are there other acts that are refused? And apparently there is quite a lot. I think you're going to be shocked by them. Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Oh. Right?
She revealed that recently she was asked to be a judge, now just a judge, not a performer, right, back in 2019. She declined, saying that she wouldn't be able to abide by the contest's strict rules, which included no talking during the entire show.
That's like, Sophie Ellis-Bexter loves to yap.
I can't do it. I can't
she
do it.
She delivered the points for the UK this
was
year.
Was that her?
Yeah. Right. Ah,
she's like, that's good. The extent of what I'll do. Because I'm in a room on my own. Yeah.
Steps. Back in 2018. So the iconic Naughty Zach shared that they were hesitant to represent the UK Eurovision because they have had such a terrible track record. The band members said that it was a gamble and that losing the contest was not something the band wanted to add to their legacy.
Stop.
A lot of people are very worried of doing Eurovision because it's deemed like career suicide if you do really bad. Blue did it, I think, I want to say in like 2011 for the UK, and they came like fifth. They were pretty well, but then your man Ollie Alexander from years and years did it.
Yeah,
but like, look at last. Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder came second.
Second.
When is the last time you heard of Sam Ryder?
Yeah.
Has he done anything since?
Not particularly.
There you go.
That Steps reason is so me-coded. Like, no, I'll be terrible and everyone will hate me.
Scared of failure.
Girls Aloud apparently said they thought it was too cheesy. They wanted to avoid the image that Eurovision had at the time.
Okay.
Obviously, it's changed now, but at the time, they didn't want it. Zara Larsson turned it down for Sweden. Hmm. Said she doesn't need it, which I kind of rate.
Fair enough.
She prefers different platforms. In France, David Guetta was asked if he wanted to do it.
I wouldn't be his fault.
He said it was rumoured to have been approached but wasn't interested due to being an international DJ with little to gain.
Right. Well, that's you told. That's the Eurovision told.
Fair enough. If you're at a point where you're like, I don't need Eurovision, you're doing well.
Yeah.
Do you remember San Marino got
Flowrider? I was literally just going to say, 3 years ago, San Marino jumped on a song of the San Marino song for Flowrider, and they came like mid-table, but that was like 2019 when he was established enough.
It was very European as well. It would have been so good to win. Rita Ora back in 2009, right? Apparently the selection committee that year included Andrew Lloyd Webber, and he was really impressed with her audition, but then she decided to turn down the offer to take the Eurovision stage and said she was glad she didn't do the contest because it would have probably been all over for her, going with the same thing that, like, if you do Eurovision it's bad for your career.
She brought out her line and pennies instead, which is now just constantly in sales sections. And who's winning, Rita?
We must give an honourable mention to Katie Price, who didn't turn it down but didn't get it, right? She competed back in 2005 to be the UK's entry for their song Not Just Anybody. She won 29% of the vote, which was only 1% behind the actual winner. So Katie later claimed that the vote was fixed due to her being 7 months pregnant at the time of her performance.
I agree. They're discriminating against pregnant women.
We can't send a pregnant woman. Are you mad?
Come on. We love you, Katie. Listen, who's been scrolling TikTok all weekend long, getting down into a rabbit hole specifically about an insanely huge, expensive, over-the-top wedding that took place in Adare Manor over the weekend? I think most of us, I'm going to say 90% of the country safely, was watching this wedding. It was absolutely insane. So it was an American wedding. The couple are called Ali and Sean. None of us know who they are or anything about them, but we just know that it was insane. They got a custom-made ballroom. They built a new ballroom in existing Adare Manor, which is already pretty bougie. Yeah. They built a new ballroom for themselves. They had a pop-up shop inside the hotel that was basically like a full Carol's. Like, it had every bit of like Irish memorabilia you could ever look for. It had a stand of Tuck crackers. I'm not selling it too much because I want to reveal the real insane things that they had now in a second, because I want you to guess, Dave, whether they were real or not.
Okay, is it the same vibe as like in January there was the Saltburn party in Slane, and that rich family had it, like that Saltburn party. Do you remember that?
I actually don't.
Do you know? Oh, this was huge. Like, they invited all their friends who are like real, real rich family, and they invited all their friends down to like Slane Castle. They rented it out for the night for like their 21st or whatever, and it was Saltburn themed, but it was a real like class thing, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of,
were you at the party or were you not?
Yeah, it was all over TikTok. It was crazy.
So I guess this is like that, but not one Irish person was at this, because it was all Americans. So we're all just watching it. Like, there's like Irish TikTokers who are like pitching themselves for any future events that Ali and Sean have. They're like, I'm a Gaelgor, like, invite me along and I'll speak Irish to your friends. Like, everyone just wants to be part of this. Okay, so to really hammer home how crazy this wedding was, let's play a little game of, was it at the wedding or not?
Oh, exciting.
Dave, you're up. Okay, was it at the wedding or not? Complimentary Hunter Wellies for all guests and free welly customization with gems, diamantes, and other accoutrements.
Yes, I think that was real, just based on the words you used.
Oh, that's what you always do.
Yeah,
Dave, you're no crack. Yes, it was at the wedding.
I knew it would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was it at the wedding or not? A pub crawl for all guests through Adair Village, led by a herd of horses and a pack of dogs.
I'm going to say no, that wasn't in the thing.
It was at the wedding.
No! Was it?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Pub crawl for all guests through Adair Village, led by a herd of horses and a pack of dogs. It looked like one of those scenes in The Crown when they're going out for the big hunt.
Yes,
it was all these dogs that I didn't even know the breeds existed anymore. And the guests followed them through the town and they took them from pub to pub.
I went to like a wedding tasting thing. Me and Pippa went like a couple of months ago. But it was just like we went in place of a friend or whatever. And we were asking the people, because it was a very like posh place in Carlow, yeah. I think. It was like Boris House or something.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, you know, has anyone ever asked for mad stuff? And they're like, oh, they want like animals to be roaming around the wedding.
Oh,
and I was like, and how do you charge for that? And they're like, we don't know. We just come up with a price. I'm like, how do you know if that's 500 quid or 10 grand?
It's like the farmhouse cat who's like one-legged, who's like always around there. And they're like, 20 grand.
20 grand.
Okay, speaking of animals, Ali and Sean's dog, acting as a ring bearer, transported down the aisle in a tiny mini Lexus.
I'm going to say no, that wasn't. And the reason I was going to say no was because I don't think they would have flown the dog over.
Okay, well, yeah, that wasn't at the wedding. It was false, but they did have a bar at Adair Manor named after their dog and an oil painting of her because she recently passed away.
My
okay.
God.
Right. Next up, was it at the wedding or not? A petting zoo.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. There was a petting zoo. Specifically with, you know, those really aesthetic lambs who are like not the kind of ones that you see when it's pet a baby lamb, the more big headed kind of ones.
Nice.
So they were there.
They had to fly them in specific. They're actually from Scotland.
They are. Next up, a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker.
No, I'm going to say they were maybe they were guests, but they weren't there.
They were at the wedding. No. There was a stall for butcher, baker, and candlestick
but they're all
maker.
From America.
I don't know where they
incredible.
Got these people. There was a load of like candle spools. Okay, next up. A young lad from Adair, dressed as a magician, holding a cauldron full of Lucky Charms. Was that at the wedding or not?
I'm going to say it wasn't.
It was.
No!
I hope they paid him well.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
Just a lad. He was near the candlestick maker stand.
I mean, like, that's when you're going to... Do you have a job yet, Martin?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to Adair Manor.
I'm holding a cauldron of Lucky Charms for some Americans who are coming over. I hope they all tipped him. One more. Michael Flatley performing Riverdance on the move to guide guests to the ceremony.
No chance.
That wasn't there. I'm just having a bit of fun.
Very good. That wedding sounds incredible.
Insane. Please look up Molly Ball on TikTok. She's an American who was there and she vlogged the whole thing. And it just looks insane. I was down such a rabbit hole of it last night.
Wow. I can't wait to check that out.
Please. Get ready.
Spin 103. Golden Tickets.
All right, time to win you a trip to Fuerteventura.
Okay, let's get someone away thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Who do we have on the line to play this morning?
Elaine's on to play. How are you, Elaine?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
We're not too bad. What are you at for the day?
I'm just on my way into work.
Oh, very
good. At 9:30.
Driving into an underground car park here, so I hope I don't get cut off.
Oh, maybe hang back a second. Don't go into the darkness, Elaine. Don't follow the light.
Pull in before. What job do you do that you start so late, like so close to 10 o'clock?
I work in a boutique in Maynooth called Divine.
Oh, lovely.
Divine, all right, shout it out. Sell us on Divine.
Yeah, so we open at 10. Divine.
That's your main selling point. We open at 10. It's great for me.
Divine, in Maynooth, we open at 10. Right, what else do you do besides open at 10? She's gone into the car park.
Divine doesn't wait for anyone. Elaine, reverse.
Elaine, get out of that car park. We're serious.
Elaine, please, you're a great crack. Don't go into the car park.
Are you in the car park, Elaine?
No, I'm now in the shopping centre.
Perfect.
That was very quick.
Very quick to get out of your car. All right, Elaine.
I know, I'll have to repark the car.
Here we go. Don't move, Elaine, because your service is absolutely perfect. Here we go. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Gold golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I actually haven't. I just heard the prize and I heard text golden and in I went.
Well done, Elaine. All right. Well, here we go. In essence, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and five songs an artist is going to play. You need to guess the songs. Yeah. If you guess the songs and the artist, you will win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. All right. Now, a couple of rules. Okay. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist, so that makes it easy on you. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Elaine, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, but that also makes it much easier for you. If you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Elaine?
I think so.
All right, if you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Okay. No, I think I'm good.
You think you're good? All right. Happy days.
I think I'm good.
And lastly, I have just one more question. What does the boutique sell?
We sell dresses, jeans, shoes, everything and anything you need for any occasion.
Very nice.
So you get all your holiday bits in Divine.
Oh, I'll be stocking up the suitcase now if I win this prize.
Right, the shop and that's it. That's you.
All right.
Love it.
All right, very nice. Elaine from Maynooth working in Divine. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You just said it. You won't break my
soul. Any idea, Elaine?
Biggest female artist in the world.
Beyonce?
Yeah. I'd swap it if I was you, Elaine. Swap.
Yeah, swap. Swap.
Say swap.
The name of the song, swap.
No, say swap.
Yeah, we'll take that as a swap. We're going to swap that out for you, Elaine. Not to worry. It's like a brand new game.
Never happened. 25 seconds back on the clock. One new song for song one, five songs altogether. So yeah, just shout out as quick as you can. What's the name? What's the artist? And we believe in you for this one.
That was Beyonce, Break My Soul. Let's go for a brand new song one, Elaine. You're going to know this. I just know it. Here we go. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then...
What do you think, Elaine?
Galway girl, Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clock.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Took you a bit of time now, Elaine.
You got that in 9 seconds. So you have 16 seconds left on the clock. But you knew it all along. So basically, just shout out as quick as soon as you know the artist. Because you had the artist and the song straight ready there. So
you've got this, Elaine.
Yes. Keep that energy going into song two.
16 and a half seconds left. This is loads of time. You're all good. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Who do you think that is, Elaine?
She's kind of got a lad's name, but she's really stunning. And the song is about a vehicle. Okay.
Who did you think it was, Elaine?
I can't think of it. Oh, God.
It was Tate McRae and Sports Car.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Elaine. We love chatting to you, though.
Elaine, I hope you had fun. Did you at least have a good time?
Yeah, I really need to brush up on my skills because I never know the name of any song or artist.
Elaine, you go brush up on them skills and come back to us. All right, Elaine, have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye. Elaine.
Good luck.
So very close yet so far. Yeah, we love Elaine.
But maybe you've listened to that and you were like, do you know what? I could totally do this game. Well, register for tomorrow. It is just the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Take this holiday office.
Do. And most importantly, shout out Divine and Maynooth.
Oh, yeah.
But do not try and get in there a second before 10.
Ed Sheeran, Azizam. I am obsessed. It's so good. It's unbelievable. It's great vibes and it's on spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. And are you also obsessed with this? And this is also on spin?
I love it.
Play it loud.
Do you know what's great? I don't have to do it.
Exactly.
And do you know what I also like? I never know, because obviously just written down on the sheet is Fiona's final thought. I never know what your final thought is going to be.
What's been your favourite final thought so far? Or have you blocked them all from memory?
I swear to God, I just died because I can't remember a single final thought that you had.
Thanks so much, Dave. Feels so great working here.
So sorry.
Anyway.
Laboo-boo? Laboo-boo, was that a final thought?
It was.
Oh, that was good.
That changed the game.
There's a person on TikTok who bought AliExpress ones or like Temu ones for like €3 and they're called the Fufus.
The Fufu. very good. I think you need the real Labubu because my friend Taryn had one at a gig we were at last Thursday, and you can actually move them and they seem very high quality.
Ah.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about Labubu today.
What about Lefufu?
Lefufu might come next week. We are here to talk about something I have noticed because I spent the weekend with my mom and we went for food. And I have decided all Dublin restaurants need to have a mum menu. Do you know the way you have a kids menu? You need to have a mum menu.
Okay.
I'd say, I wonder what a lot of people listening have a mom who, when you suggest any restaurant, she's like, oh, I wouldn't eat anything there. Oh, no, I wouldn't eat anything there. Do they do chips? No.
My mom is like a. My mom loves her. Like loves like trying out different things and stuff.
Okay, bragging. We came back from wedding dress shopping.
That moms are picky.
I think it is. Anyway, so we were we were back at my house after wedding dress shopping, and we were thinking, oh, let's go for food. My sister was there as well, and I was like, will we go to that Unreal Tacos place in Inchicore? Like best tacos ever. And my mom had a face on her, and I was like, you can just get the shell and a bit of meat. And she looked like I'd said, you can just. Eat my toe in the taco shell. We were thinking sushi. She said no. And she was like, do they have tacos just at a pub? And I was like, you don't understand. These are the best tacos in Dublin. Tacos Lupilio shouting you out. You are incredible. And so eventually we decided another place that would not be pleasing to her. We were going to Space Jaru in the Liberties, which is like an unreal Korean spot. They do like these rice bowls, but they also do like Korean fried chicken. So okay. I was like, Mom, you can have that. It's like a plain chicken burger. And I was telling her a story of one time me and my partner Dwayne were meant to go to Jaru, but it was too full and we were going to a gig in Vicar Street. So instead we went across the road to Fusco's, which is a sit-in iconic chipper, which is probably what my mom was more in the mood for.
Yeah.
So we were sitting waiting for the like Jaru to be ready and she was just gazing across the road at Fusco's being like, are you sure we can't go in there? So here's what I propose to have on the mom's menu. A plain pizza. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fish and chips.
Yeah.
Corn flakes and toast.
Okay.
They are the mom options.
The mom menu. Bring it to Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.